This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on MSG and WGR 550. And as always, on Thursday, we get TSN insider Darren Dreger. Dregs, how fun was watching that game last? And I'll say this, the first period and a half was kind of like, eh. Like, Sweden's not showing up, and then it turned up. So I think we all have that lasting impression, the OT, the third period, but I felt like it was a great show for the fans last night.
No, I'm with you, and typical of Montreal and the theater that they create inside that Bell Center,
yes.
It started well in advance of the game, right? And what we saw from a viewing perspective was, you know, just the ceremony of all the great players, former players who were brought out onto the ice. I mean, the building literally erupted when Mario Lemieux was introduced. And we had Darren Pang, who worked with TNT last night on the Rand Dregs podcast earlier today. And he admitted that there was some sleuth work around Mario, right? Like, there was some rumblings that Mario was there and he was going to be involved in some sort of process and pregame, but nobody really knew exactly what he was going to do. Mm-hmm. And then when you had the lineup of the former players coming out, you know, we saw Mike Richter, we saw Timo Solani, Sasha Barkov, all these players, but Mario was tucked away in the back, so you couldn't see him in the tunnel. And they played it out masterfully, beautifully. You know, so he comes out there and kaboom, the building just explodes. You know, I'm not one to liken players to other former greats, but when you have the level of presence that Mario has, that Wayne Gretzky has, the late, great Jean Beliveau, you know, I mean, they walked into a room and you're like, ooh, this is hockey royalty. And fans got a real good jump head start on that in the pregame. And then it carried into the hockey game. And you're right. I mean, it looked like it was going to be a little bit ugly and lopsided early. Nylander takes the high-sticking penalty, that vaunted Canadian power play, which we've spent a ton of time talking about here in Canada. Ooh, you know, can you imagine what Crosby, McDavid, and McKinnon are going to look like? Well, we saw 10 seconds into the power play what they look like. But credit to the Swedes, you know. They fought back. They settled in after the first period and had a legit chance to win it. I mean, you know, the goaltending was fine. Aside from the Adrian Kempe goal on Bennington, I thought Bennington got better later in the third and then in overtime. But, I mean, that game for the opener of any international event had the markings of not a classic, but just a real good appetizer. You know, I mean, a real good appetizer. Now, you know, look, with all due respect to what we might see tonight between the Americans and the Finns, I'm looking beyond that, and I'm looking at Saturday night.
Yes.
Come on, like Team USA versus Team Canada. I think that's going to be one for the ages. It's just, it's great to have international hockey back again. And even though it isn't best on best, it isn't. It's the best of what is available.
Yeah.
And anybody who questioned whether or not there'd be a high level of compete, physicality, any of that, I think we can put that to rest because we saw it last night, you know, how fiercely competitive each individual player is. We're going to see it again tonight. I mean, the Finns are not going to just hand that game over to Team USA. They're not. That'll be a gritty one. So I think we can, anybody questioning whether or not this is going to be an all-star weekend, it is not an all-star weekend. This matters.
No, it does matter. And I've said that, like, I went to the World Championship, and the people in North America don't even pay attention sometimes to the World Championship. But when I was there, I was like, this matters. I got the Canadian jersey on. Sure. Like, we're playing Sweden. We're playing USA. We're playing Czechia. It matters. And rivalries and the intensity amplifies when you're on the ice. And so I think that everybody on Team Canada, Team Sweden, Team Finland, Team USA, they got there, and all of a sudden the intensity ramped up, right? It wasn't like, it's just a four nations face-off. It was great. There was an injury, and I mentioned it in the first half hour. Shea Theodore got hit in the boards. He used his hands to kind of brace himself. He was seen like kind of putting something around his right forearm, I believe, and then left the ice in the second period. Reports were he got x-rays, and now he's week to week. We know that can happen. Mm-hmm. What's the general managers around the league feeling to have your best players there and potentially getting injured like Shea Theodore?
Well, and then expand that and look at the Vegas Golden Knights blue line, because Alex Pietrangelo had to dip out of the Four Nations face-off because he needed some further attention and, more importantly, rest through this Four Nations break. So, you know, it's fair to question, okay, well, is he going to be good to go when they're ready to drop the puck and the resumption of the regular season? And I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure of that. He was playing big minutes beforehand, but now you lose Shea Theodore week to week. And, you know, there are people around, and I think our good friend and colleague James Duthie took a bit of a swipe at the Vegas Golden Knights postgame last night and just said, oh, geez, imagine another player from the Vegas Golden Knights long-term injury. Well, okay, because it's happened before. Yes, I can understand that. But when you look at the players who were out long-term, namely Mark Stone with the Vegas Golden Knights, that is the heart and soul of the operation on the sidelines until he's ready to go. And I don't defend teams, but it dates back to Nikita Kucherov, of course, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, you know, he skated seemingly for weeks until he was ready to come back into play for the playoffs. But all of this is handled under the watchful eye of the National Hockey League. It's not like, you know, Vegas has the cheat code when it comes to injuring and duping everybody, you know, with the salary cap. But it does, and I don't want to bore anybody who's watching or listening, but I firmly believe, and this is based on sourcing, there is going to be some sort of cap attachment to the playoffs in the new collective bargaining agreement. I believe that. And I don't know how the mechanics of that are going to work, what the math looks like, but there's enough angst and consternation that is introduced by something like this. And we don't know. We know that Shea Theodore is week to week. But again, because of the pot shot at Kelly McCrimmon and the Vegas Golden Knights, I feel like I've got to kind of explain that process. But now to bring it back to Four Nations, Marty, as you know, it was surprising to me on social media. Lots of Canadian fans are like, ooh, well, they got to call Chris Tanev and get him in here right now. Or Mackenzie Weegar out of the West. No, the rosters were formalized and finalized Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern. So, hey, Sanheim, you're going right into Theodore's slot, I assume. I don't think they're going to tinker with the pairings too much.
Yeah.
Maybe you change the Morrissey-Parayko pairing. No way they're going to mess around with Cale Makar and Devon Taves, I don't think. So, you know, they're going to have to go with six for the rest of the tournament. That's just the reality of the situation. But just to wrap up on this thought, managers, coaches not involved, certainly owners, number of owners shared their concern with me. It's great that international hockey is back, but this is just a made-up event to boost the international calendar, right? It's not the Olympics. It's not the World Cup of Hockey. Those are coming. It's just to whet the appetite again, you know, to remind us what it looks like again. And it was terrific last night. But owners especially are like, hey, I lose my number one goaltender. I lose my top defenseman. I lose my top center. And my Stanley Cup hopes are going to be questionable at best. And, you know, I don't know that that's how Vegas is feeling and losing Shea Theodore week to week, but that's the biggest fear for all hockey operations people not involved with the four nations coming into this event.
Yeah, so we know the Olympics next year, obviously, Italy, but that's in February. Like, you can't just have a, you know, the Olympic tournament being moved. But I'm surprised that they've announced we're going to have a World Cup of hockey. Basically, it's going to be every 2 years. World Cup, 2 years later, Olympics, 2 years later, World Cup. I'm surprised they're going to do the World Cup of hockey in February because of that. Because if you get somebody that gets hurt in September, you miss October, November, you're back. Like, you're back for the rest of the season. And but in the middle of February, that could be dicey. Are you surprised that the World Cup would be in February in 2028 and not in September, like we've seen World Cups in the past?
No, I'm not. And I really still feel strongly, Marty, that this would have been a push by the Players Association. The season is long enough, and players just don't want to give up more of their summer. They don't. Now, you could argue, as long as you manage what that camp looks like going into that World Cup of hockey in September, is it more onerous than it might be with a training camp and an NHL preseason? And, you know, you could take a bite out of your preseason, but it seemed to be a non-starter. And, you know, I can tell you, we've done a lot of reporting on this, on the World Cup and on the IOC, and the National Hockey League and the Players Association has basically just pushed the double IHF out of the way.
Yeah.
And I know the IHF, at least according to source, not very happy with the fact that the league, the Players Association, just rolled it out this week in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're doing. We're going to have a minimum of 8 teams involved. Okay, well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wait a second now. There's four here, Canada, United States, Finland, Sweden. Now you're going to add four. And the issue for the IIHF is that interrupts their schedules, right? Yeah. So they've got to shut down their seasons as well. And they're not real happy about that. At the end of the day, doesn't it always come down to money? You know, who's going to get a share of this and who wants a share of that? But my understanding is that the IIHF was adamant that they not hold the event in February. And the league, the Players Association said, well, then there's no deal to negotiate with you guys. This is what we're doing. And the World Cup of Hockey is an NHL and an NHLPA event. We don't need you. So there's some European executives that aren't very happy today.
Yeah, and I get that with Team Canada, USA, Sweden, and Finland, you can have players that are in the NHL. And if you include Russia to that, you can have just players that are in the NHL. But I would think that Slovakia, Czechia, maybe Germany, like you can't just field the team with NHL players. You need players that are playing in Europe to be able to participate. And if that is the eight teams, you may have to butter the federations up a little bit to make sure that you have eight teams, because it's great to have four, but I think six or eight would probably be the sweet spot when it comes to a World Cup of Hockey to make it best on best, not just best available at that moment. So, Dregs, I think we're going to get it back to the Sabres here because, you know, by the time we talk to you next week, you know, we'll be ready to play on Saturday and ready to get going again. Like the world, this Four Nations will be over. So anything happening with the Sabres and, you know, players to be watching, Dylan Cousins and Bo Byram and now Noah Dobson is in the mix. Apparently the Islanders are shopping them. Like there's a lot going on. So anything going on Sabres-wise that we should maybe be geared up for in the next week here?
No, nothing new, but it's not like all of what you've just said just disappears because the Four Nations face-off is underway. And I think that, you know, managers are doing their due diligence. They're continuing to have these calls and maybe have a little bit more time during the Four Nations because they're not managing, you know, what's going on here, what's going on there from a hockey operations perspective. You know, they're basically looking and having the same conversations, I'm sure, with the same general managers that they've had over the past number of weeks and in fact, the last few months dating back to early in the regular season when, you know, the rumors around the Buffalo Sabres first started to swirl. I honestly, Marty, I feel like a broken record and I appreciate why we have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I do think that Kevin Adams is in the same position now that he was when all the speculation first started. And when you look at Buffalo and where Buffalo wants and needs to be, how can you close doors on any trade conversation? You can't.
No.
You can't. I mean, you have to stay open because how do you know that there isn't a club that maybe isn't desperate today, but all of a sudden the owner calls and says to the general manager, you know what? We're on the outside of the playoff line right now. We need to be a playoff team. So I'm not worried about what you're doing 3 years from now in your first round draft pick, this prospect that's put, we need pieces that are going to lock down a playoff spot today. So get something done. That's all plausible. There's still plenty of time for that to happen between now and the 7th of March. And I'm in the camp that believes that it could be busy when the Four Nations face-off is over. So maybe that's where we'll start to see some of that desperation. But that's what it's going to need to be for Buffalo to move Dylan Cousins or Bo Byram. I think Buffalo is going to make some trades. I just, for them to move pieces like that out, especially Dylan Cousins, you're not messing around. You're getting exactly what you need to make that deal in return.
The way Bo Byram has played of late here, the fan base, anyway, the ones that were, you know, commenting on our post on X and everything, they want Bo Byram to stay. They say he's really good with Darlene. There's a lot there. Are you one that thinks that if he doesn't have a contract extension before the deadline, it'd be moved? Even though he's an RFA, could go to arbitration. We can punt it next year and say,
yeah,
1 year deal in arbitration, we'll figure it out later. But it's still a pretty significant signing, yeah, right? So if he's not signed, or at least they don't have some preliminary numbers, do you think he moves at the deadline?
Well, again, it all depends on how much action there is. You need two teams to be bidding. That's all you need. And if you get a hard answer, and you're right, you will go through all those parameters, right? Like the agent, Kevin Epp, and Kevin Adams and the group in Buffalo, they'll go through, okay, what does a long-term deal look like? What does a shorter-term deal look like? You know, are you even willing to consider a longer term? You know, and or are you even considering a shorter term? All of that. And if the answer is a hard no, and there are players and agents, and I'm not saying Bo is one of them, but we've seen it in the past, recent past, where the agent tells the general manager, he's never signing. You know, you've got RFA rights. You know, you own the property right now. Mm-hmm. He's not signing. Well, if that's a message that you get from the Byram camp, then that's different. Then I think you're more active in generating that audience and making sure that you've got 2, 4, 8 teams that are interested in Bo Byram. And I don't think that'd be difficult to create that sort of a bidding war in him if you get to that place.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be difficult for Byram. I don't think it'd be difficult for Cousins either. I think there would be 15, 18 teams that would be interested
absolutely
in a center, right-handed shot, and all of that.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what the Sabres need to be able to do to kind of move forward with what is going on now on the on this team. Dregs, I appreciate you stepping up for a few more minutes today. That was great. You have a fantastic weekend, and can't wait for Saturday night, Team Canada, Team USA. I wonder if Brent Marchand will get cheered again in Montreal. Like, that was a weird one. Boston,
a
Brent Marchand
weird
gets cheered.
Yeah.
A bit weird, but
weird
anyway.
But I was happy for him because, you know what? It was surprising to me that Brad Marchand was one of the original six players named to the roster.
Yeah.
And then, you know, based on his play in Boston this year, he probably wouldn't have earned a spot. Certainly not ahead of Scheifele or Hyman or even Nick Suzuki. That goal meant a lot to Brad Marchand. It was a big goal for Canada, so good for him.
It was good for him, yes. Appreciate your time, as always.
Hey, guys.
And enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you later. We'll be right back here on Sabres Live. One last segment on Thursday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers,
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry.
And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends.
Don't just stay in the game. Win it.
Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.